Here we are again, your two favorite guys. Welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Comar. This is Mr. Joaquin Comar.
What's going on, guys?
My cousin. So, what do you do if you have a bad boss?
Hey.
Let's talk.
Definitely.
One of our guest supporters left a comment. We appreciate it. But they had a question in relation to, you know, what do you do if you're not being respected as the talent that you are, whether you're great at your position or not? You're getting told that you're not good enough. You're getting, you know, mention of it's not that complicated. Basically, you have a leader that's not respecting your personal boundaries, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, to help you continue to be a positive piece of your particular org or your department or wherever you're at, right? So we all have ran across this. Am I right, Joaquin?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, it's par for the course, if you will, guys. Like, there's no way around it. I mean, because at the end of the day, let me play devil's advocate to a certain point here. Just because the person that's so-called your boss, your manager, your leader, just because they're given that title doesn't mean they're not human. Doesn't mean that they're still not fallible. Doesn't mean that they still don't have their own problems in life that they have to deal with while they're still trying to be, quote unquote, in charge of you or the liaison between you and upline or to tell you what to do. That being said, you have to give grace in its part. But you have to give grace because just because they have that title does not mean they're necessarily fit to be that. Okay. Just like if they're coming off on you about your ineptness of whatever they think you're not able to provide in that particular project or that particular position or that particular time, and they're coming at you wrong, you have to give them grace because they have a life. Maybe they're going through a divorce. Maybe they're sick and just found out that they're terminally ill, and that happens, you know what I'm saying, where people don't share it, but they lash out, right? Or someone died in their family. It's a myriad of reasons as to why someone may not, maybe they just are assholes, right? Sometimes some people are just assholes, but you still want to be able to recognize that nobody's going to be perfect, and there's a lot of pressure, just like there's pressure for you to do what you have to do. There's pressure on that individual who has the role or the position, the title of manager, boss, or whatever it might be, all right? Okay. Now, I am not saying by any means that, you know, you give them a pass. I say give them grace. Those are two different things, okay? If you're able to give them the grace necessary, you're able to then take a step back from whatever it is they're sharing with you that we both know or that you're feeling is not setting well with your spirit, right? Not setting well with how you conduct yourself and how you feel about your work and what you do. So if you're able to give them that grace, it will allow you to start to be able to position yourself mentally where you can start to assess it better without the angst of wanting to retaliate against them. And when I say retaliate, you know, emotionally retaliate, obviously, right? Because I'm pretty sure we're all grown here. We know not to, you know, physically retaliate. But we retaliate a lot of times because we're still human. You will still retaliate emotionally where it might look like your coworker, you at the coffee fountain or the water fountain, rather, you, hey, man, you hear what they just said to me, da 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 da, and now you're perpetuating a negativity within the organization that doesn't need to be had because you haven't emotionally put it in its proper place, right? Because all of this is a snowball effect. What do you think about what I'm saying, Joaquin?
You know, if you guys kind of like put yourselves in like your boss's shoes, you know, like say you're, for example, like say you're at home, right? Say you're at home and, you know, like every now and then, say you snap on your partner or you're talking to your brother, and you snap on him by accident, or you're talking to your mom or dad and you snap by accident. It's like that moment doesn't define your entire personality. You know, right. It was just a moment that you had. So, you know, say if your boss is coming at you kind of sideways, you know, just kind of think that, remember that it's probably just a moment that they are having, and it doesn't define how they are necessary. It doesn't define how they are as a boss. Hopefully they're not doing this every single day, you know? So like Mark said, you kind of just gotta, you know, give them grace, but also kind of put yourself in their shoes, you know, so you can not have that situation spiral out of control. Come from an understanding, you know, point of view.
Perfect. Because what we're talking about right now, guys, is you dealing with you. When I'm saying give yourself grace, I mean, give them grace. You have to give them grace. Mm-hmm. Why, like Joaquin said, putting yourself in their shoes. What we do so often because we just want to, we're a very reactionary society at this point. We're very, knee-jerk reaction to, oh, you wronged me. I have the right, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't work on ourselves well enough. So therefore, when we get out in the world, we know the world is going to do worldly things. But if you deal with you, work on yourself, then you'll be okay. One of the things, my daughter, who's 18 in college right now, since she was little, our mantra going into preschool, going to, you know, elementary school, going into junior high, work harder on yourself than you're doing your job. And we would break that down in so many different levels. For her, her job at that time, obviously, was academics in school, right? But also her job was also, too, to be a contributor to her friend and her peer group, right? As opposed to being a detractor, right? So if she's going to be a leader or be a part of an amalgamation of her friends, how can she make sure she's always giving the better of herself? And the only way for her to do that was for her to work harder on herself than she did when she was in those job moments of school or peer groups having conversation, right? So what does that working hard on yourself look like? Well, in her case, and in my case, as her father and as a grown man in this world and running businesses and having people have to take care of staff, employees, and all that, reading books, and eventually for me, it was going to therapy, but also continue reading books, taking action steps in the books that I read. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I can learn how to deal with me as opposed to reacting to me within the world's action to me.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, right? So one book that I like, and it's a plethora of them, and Joaquin will tell you, we have a lot we're going to drop on you guys. But one book that I like was Sadhguru's Inner Engineering. And I really appreciated that book. And I know he hit the airways really, really hard. I want to say 2017, 2018, he started hitting the airways a little bit. But I really liked his book, Inner Engineering. And all it goes back to is re-engineering you, the internal you, focusing on you. We feel like, well, they should not, he should not, she should not, they should have. And it's never about that. It's always a projection of what we have not done for ourselves. Joaquin has mentioned before, and I'm going to give you the platform here in a second, Joaquin mentioned plenty of times he's a happy-going guy, which he is. But the reason why he's able to stay happy-go-lucky and stay, you know, because he is fully aware of himself by his pre-work in the morning of not only his workouts and nutrition, which we'll get into all that stuff later on, but what I like to hear him, what he does more important, he shares with you guys one of our earlier ones. You can go on just again if you want to right now. He meditates. In his meditation, that allows him to be centered with himself, with his thoughts, with his emotions, with his spirit, with his feelings, prior to going out into the world that he knows he's about to be attacked from. And not intentionally, it's just entropy. It's what life is. Life is chaos, right? But if we don't fortify ourselves, then the only thing that happens is when we get out here, when your boss says, oh, it's not that hard, you should get it. If you're not strong, then you take what that little statement now shakes your whole world. When you know yourself, you know your discipline, you know you're giving all you have. And just because we give all we have doesn't mean we're going to win or be great at what we do. It just means we're giving what we have. But when you're still and you're sound in who you are, you know giving what you have in that moment is exactly what you're supposed to do. And you're good with that. And then however the world wants to receive that is up to the world. But you do that by pre-establishing your mental and emotional self and, you know, with habits like meditation. What you got to say on that, Joaquin?
You know, this is the second year that my nephew is wrestling. And his first year didn't do so, right? This past Sunday, it was kind of like he was mimicking what he did last year. right? So I was like, so I spoke to a master's mesh. I said, dude, I'm like, what happened? You know? And the first thing that he said was, well, the other kid, you know, he came at me kind of fast. I said, whoa, Ice. I said, hold on. I said, this has nothing to do with the other kid. I said, we've been practicing, you know, A, B, and C. I said, you know, did you just forget? And were you just a little bit scared? And he goes, what? Like, no, the other. I said, no. I said, Ice, you're in control of like what you do and how you react to things. So were you just a little bit scared and you forgot what we've been practicing? And he goes, oh, yeah, I guess I was. So like that right there is just making sure that you do the work on yourself first. It doesn't matter like what's going on around you. What matters is the foundation that you've built and how you respond to what's going on around you. Because that's going to be, you know, the biggest difference, you know?
Thanks. That's beautiful. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, this is coming from a state champion wrestler.
back in the day, but you know, I did my thing.
Hey, don't let me too. I got it. I'll toot your horn. I got you. So yeah.
Appreciate that.
So his nephew is in the same, coming up in the same school that he wrestled and won his champion. So yeah, that's why he's a little bit more, you know, hands on with his nephew about that. Right. But Joaquin, you hit it spot on, man. And you know, that's why I love, you know, being the people that we are to life, because it's a do as I do, not do as I say.
Right.
And he can listen to you and he can watch you. And he's going to, as he matures, it'll start to resonate more. But you're teaching him the foundation proper. It's never about the outside. It's always about you.
Right.
And so the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you're, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old trying to wrestle for your, you know, elementary school, junior high school, or if you are a senior project manager, you know, working and getting paid, you know, 180K a year, you know, at your position, 190K a year, and you have an org and you have a boss and upline that you have to report to, you still have to respond and react the same way from the standpoint. The response and reaction to yourself, first and foremost, needs to be one of stoicism and one of calm, and not a reaction in compounding the problem at hand. Yes. When you're sound within yourself, you're able to receive negativity in such a way to where it doesn't even bother you. Uh-huh. But what happens with most of us in the workforce is we allow it to permeate what we know to be false for whatever reason. And then we want to now gossip and push it back out, thinking that we're just releasing it and that they will relate and I'm letting it go. But you're actually making the situation worse. The energy just compounds itself in other facets, right? And mm-hmm. you wonder why this statement was given to you this week. And then 2 months from now, you get another statement. You're like, I thought we were past this. Well, if you spoke to two other co-workers about it, it's now in the ether, right? And it's hard to get rid of that. So what I'm saying is, guys, and this is coming from a person who has run businesses, like I said, I still run a business. I talk to my employees. I get the conversations that they are having within their organizations that they're working for. And my biggest thing is to them is always, have you worked on yourself? Do you whatever your thing is? If it's not meditation, if you pray, fine. If whatever your theology is or your religion is, do that. But do that to where you're giving that negative energy to that. And when you get to your work, it should just be about the work.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest complaint that I always hear, and Joaquin, maybe you can speak to this too. One thing I always hear from employees is that, well, we're supposed to be professional at the job, right? But then when you get the negative statements given to you, because again, nothing is perfect, but when you get a negative statement given to you and you proceed to continue the, you know, fireside chat conversation with your coworkers in a negative, you're not being the change you want to see. You're literally just aiding in the continual perpetuation of the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to be the bigger person, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't want and don't like receiving negativity from your boss, you have to make sure everything within you is sound and you're in a good place to where no matter what they say, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other, right? but also too, because there's no, it can't stick to anything because there's nothing to stick to because you work on yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard somebody say this not too long ago, and I really, really like it. Yeah. Even if you feel like somebody is quote unquote hating on you, I feel like a lot of times haters are probably, if you want to, you know, categorize them as such, they are brutally honest, right? They're just being extremely honest about a situation, you know? So like, it's not a bad idea to maybe take that and be like, dang, like maybe he might be saying something in a way that I don't like it, but he's saying something and I can probably fix that, right? So, you know, don't be so quick to, you know, get salty at what somebody's saying because you think that they're coming at you some kind of way. You know, it could be, if you just take it as constructive criticism, that might be the thing that sets you over the top. And then also to add to that, you know, say your boss is like, hey, I don't necessarily like, I don't like what we have going on here, like work, like as far as like your outlet. The first thing that you should do is go over what you've been doing and figure out what the standard is. That's number one, right? So, you know, take it for that. And then second, what you can do is you can ask your boss, okay, well, for what you want, right? How do you want this laid out? Or how do you want the outfit? So go back and figure out what you're doing. That's one, make sure at the standard. And then as well, go and figure out like where your boss or where your manager wants things at. I mean, being able to see visually or whatever, knowing where those metrics are, those will help a lot, right? And not only will you probably save your job, but your boss like you a lot more and you might have a raise coming, you know? So don't be so quick to be like, man, this dude is just hating on me. No, it's probably constructive criticism that you can use and it's going to put you like at a level that you have maybe. Because you know what? I've had a good amount of coaches I had one coach when I was younger that I just couldn't stand him. I'm like, dude, like, you know, to my parents, I'm like, dude, like, I don't like him. Like, I don't want to go to this practice. He felt like, forget about it. But as I got older, what I realized was there was something in me that he saw that he didn't see in the other kids. So that's why he was talking to me the way that he was talking to me. So it might be, you know, a situation where, you know, your boss sees something in you or your manager sees something in you that he doesn't see in other people. And he's, for some reason, choosing you to be the leader. So, you know, it might be time to step up also.
That's a very good point. You brought, when you said that about your coach and leaders seeing something in you, and sometimes they'll be a little bit more, you know, demanding on you than what you would like. It made me think of another great book that you might want to pick up, people out there. Martha Beck's Way of Integrity, Way of Integrity by Martha Beck. She talks about guides, really, that you know, on your journey when you're trying to, she uses Dante's Inferno as an example of, you know, our through life, right? And that mythology. But she basically says, though, you know, when you find a good guide, it's going to be tricky because a lot of times they're going to say things that are unorthodox and they're going to kind of rub you the wrong way. And it's up to you to, again, be walking within your own integrity. But she goes, her whole premise of the book is you have to walk within your own integrity. Not so much trying to beat your chest and say, hey, don't talk to me this way. You just still need to know who you are and how you are. I think too often, like what Joaquin is saying, when we get that confrontation from someone, we're so ready to stand our ground and say, you know, you're a hater or, you know, you're wrong, instead of just being still for a moment and seeing really where are they coming from in totality, right? Yes, I will say, and Joaquin and I will say, we're not crazy out here. Yes, there are some bad bosses, and you do know if you're coming across that. But I will warrant you once again, though, to make sure you don't just keep pointing the finger at that individual. I still hope that you are, what we're talking about, working on yourself enough. Because if you are, at a certain point, you'll be able to ascertain if this manager really has your best interest at heart, right? And they really are doing that tough love, right? Or you'll be able to be like, nah, this is just a fool. Uh-huh. They are a bad boss and they don't get it, right? Uh-huh. And then no matter what you do, you know, to try to make sure that they're, you know, they see the good side, you're just not going to see it because they're just that person. But you'll still be okay because you placed it in a certain place in your energy and your receptiveness that you don't have to try to fight it, you know, or try to combat it. You uh-huh. can just flow, you know. And I know it kind of sounds like I'm over here trying to talk all esoteric and, you know, on some old earthy type, you know, hippie type. It's really not that. It's just if you're getting tired of being pushed over or getting ran, you know, you're getting ran to the ground and you know you're delivering the best of what you can, then you may have to think about, okay, if they're not going to change, because I guarantee they're not. They're not. Nothing outside of you ever changes. Always you has to be the one to change. Always. If you think about it, like even what Joaquin is saying about his nephew. He can say all he wants to, well, he should have, or they came at me, whatever that person is doing, they're going to do what they do.
Right.
If he doesn't change to get sound in his attack, his approach, his mental, you know, fortitude and not moving too quick and making sure that he grabs at the right angle, right? If he doesn't change that, he's going to continue to lose because they're going to continue coming how they're going to come, right?
Uh-huh.
So you always have to be the one to change, people, if you want the thing to change. So you can say it's like, well, you just don't get it because you don't work for my company. Everybody can say that. Joaquin can say that. I can say that. We could all say, well, you just don't get it because you're not a Hispanic, you know, female, you know what I'm saying? You know, early 20s. Yeah, you're right. I'm not. But you're a person. You're a person in they call work life, right? And that has just like, you know, Father Time is undefeated. Work life is undefeated too in how it handles itself. And people, we all are just an amalgamation of repeat, right? And those who have been successful through this position, whether you're a Latina, female, young, and, you know, new in tech and don't see anybody else that looks like you, and your boss is coming down on you hard, you still got to deal with you. Their boss is going to be the boss because you never know how long they're going to be there or not. You don't know if you get out of this company and go to another company based off of you don't like this culture. You don't necessarily know once you get into the other company if the culture is going to be what you really want it to be either. It's still going to be something that you're going to have to fight. So what we're saying is if you dig deep and really hone in on your skill set of working hard on you, you'll always be prepared no matter if this person stays or if they go. If you go to a different position, you'll still, or a different company or a different position within the company, you still got to be strong enough within yourself to handle that, right? So I just don't want people to think, well, you know, I just need to look for something new because that's everybody's go-to, right? Joaquin, everybody, I need a new culture. I need to go to a new school. I need to go to a new job, right? I need to go somewhere. If you haven't dealt with you, it's still going to be the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like, and I've had, you know, a good amount of friends who, you know, that this job for a period of time and that job for a period of time, blah, 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 blah. And it's always like, it's always the same thing, right? So unless you figure out like what you got going on inside here, then every situation, you know, you're going to feel like somebody's like attacking you, but it's really not. It's just like, you probably just got to look in the mirror, figure some things out, you know, because you're killing you, not them. It's you killing you. So, you know.
That's what it always is. And, you know, so look, we want you to be okay. If you have a bad boss, work harder on yourself.
Absolutely.
Than you're doing your job. Is this fair? Life is not fucking fair, people.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to make it as even of a playing field as possible, you do more of the work on you than anything else. And I guarantee you it'll start to level out because you'll have such a foundational strength emotionally, spiritually, you know, mentally, like you said, that whatever they bring your way, you'll be sound. It won't matter, you know? I will say this. I think that's the beauty, Joaquin, maybe if you want to say it, but I'll say this. I think that's the beauty of being a minority. I think that's the beauty of being who we are in a society that labels us a minority, right? We're used to fighting in a way where we never have been given anything. We never have been handed anything. It's always been a fight, right? So I don't think we need to change that mentality just because we're not sitting here whips and chains and actual, destitute. And I know I'm being a little bit, you know, direct, but it's just that serious because you still can be in whips and chains in your mind,
right,
if you don't free yourself, right? They, you know, go ahead, Joaquin.
No, I was going to say, my parents would, when I was like in sports and whatnot, you would always say, like, at the minimum, you got to be 2 times better than the next kid, you know, because like, you got to be able to stand out, right? And you can't be, you know, at the same level of these other guys, you know, doing the same thing, you know? So like, if you want the, no matter what your circumstances are, especially if you're a minority, but like, you need to be up here, you know, so you can make sure that, you know, you're not just blending in and you do get those opportunities. So,
yeah. And just that last thing, and we'll close you guys out here. What he's saying is that we do need to be 2-3 times better. But just like in sports, just like in, you know, music, musicians that are, you know, world renowned, it's not so much the skill set, because at a certain point, the skill set is the skill set. What separates them is the mental and emotional fortitude that separates them from the rest of the pack. So I think we need to reframe. I know. This is why we put this in the course. All this that we're talking to you about, the books and everything that we're talking about, meditation and working yourself, we put all this in a step-by-step process in our course. Literally, we have, what, almost 20-some modules, right, Joaquin?
Yep.
And the first, I'm going to say almost 10 to 12 of them are talking about working on you and what tools to put in place. But the reason why I'm saying this is because when you work on you, and if you're trying to be like Joaquin said, like his parents should tell him, you got to be 2 times better, 3 times, you got to work on yourself, you got to be 2 or 3 times better. At a certain point, everybody's skill is going to be the same. But what's going to separate you is the work that you continue to do between here and here.
Yeah.
I heard before is the 7 inches between, you know, it's 14 inches between your mind and your heart, right? Sorry. Hearts will be, yeah, I'm right. First thing is in my heart. So you can find that middle ground, the 7 inches, that middle ground, right, between your mind and your heart, and keep that equilibrium. You'll be able to, you know, not get too high emotionally, not get too over intellectually, you know, pontificating and, you know, intellectual prowess, but you'll be able to have that balance necessary. So when someone challenges you here, right, because it gets emotional, then you're not lashing out, you're not, oh, I gotta do more, and then you get burning yourself out trying to show them all, and that doesn't work in your favor, right? Mm-hmm. Or you don't want to go too much here and be like, well, I'm just so much smarter than them, and I'm gonna go to their boss because they don't know what they're talking about, and I'm gonna go to their upline, and then you know kind of shoot yourself in the foot there, right? Mm-hmm. Or you try to overshow them in the work to show I know more than what you're talking about. Have that balance, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you do this is by working on you. That way you will be 2 times, 3 times better than the bad boss, the others that are like, you know, or seemingly like you, right? Same skill set. You'll be better than all of them. So that's why we're saying this. That's how you become 2 or 3 times better than everything else, right? Is by right. Working on you.
Yeah, guys. Right, so, I was going to say, you know, so don't be afraid to stop pointing that finger at other people, because they say when you point that finger, you got those fingers pointing right back at you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just make sure that you're doing that work, whether it's your meditation or whatever, just do that work on yourself. So that you can take whatever someone is telling you, and you can see that more as like constructive criticism, and then you can build off of that. Right.
Right.
You know, And words won't hurt as much. It'll be more like uplifting, you know, construction for yourself.
Right. And I'm going to say the other thing that people like to say too is I could be a better boss. Watch what you ask for. Because again, if you haven't worked on yourself,
right.
it sounds good. It looks easy on the outside looking in just because you get attacked. Watch what you ask for, people. Work on yourself first and foremost. All right. And like you said, those other three fingers are pointing right back at you. So, yeah, do the work. All right. You got this. Go out there and what, Joaquin?
Be great, guys.